Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 13th, 2022. In view of the increasing number of coronavirus infections, the Berlin-Brandenburg Trade Association, or the HBB, does not rule out the possibility that system-relevant or essential shops like supermarkets and drugstores will face significant staffing problems. HBB CEO Nils Busch-Petersen told the Berliner Morgenpost that the organization is currently looking at what help from the industry they can activate to prevent these retailers from having to close. In case of a staffing crisis, employees from other businesses could be placed in food retail or drugstores, for example, in order to avoid closures due to staff shortages. The trade association wants to organize the mediation and, according to Busch-Petersen, should it become necessary to activate this network, it would go through the HBB, adding that the offer to swap employees has been made to all of the association's approximately 1,000 members in Berlin and Brandenburg. In the new anti-terror center of the Berlin Police, the experts of the State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA, for Islamism and Islamist terrorism will soon start their work. According to current plans, the LKA investigators are to move into the renovated former Reichspostzentralamt on Ringbahnstrasse in Tempelhof before the end of January. This is the LKA's most recently created Department 8, which is part of the state protection, quote, politically motivated crime, religious ideology, Islamism, unquote. In addition, the LKA Department 6, or Operative Services, will also move into this unit. This includes the special task forces, the observation units, the bodyguards from the personal protection unit, as well as the search division with targeted and general investigators. A total of 1,200 criminal police officers and employees from the approximately 3,500 employees of the LKA are to work in the 400 rooms in the future. Special technology has been installed, some windows are bulletproof, and a new building with fitness rooms, a lecture hall, and space for special vehicles is also to be built. An underground corridor also provides protected access to the main building for the special forces. Some members of the department have been using the building since the beginning of November, and more will follow in March. It's expected that the move to the new center will be completed in the fourth quarter of 2022. As announced by the Humboldt Forum Foundation in the Berliner Schloss on Wednesday, those willing can be vaccinated against the coronavirus on 3 days next week at the Humboldt Forum in Mitte. The joint action with the Humboldt University and INO Betriebsmedizin is to take place from January 18th to the 20th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. For this, Hall 3 will be converted into a pop-up vaccination center, and access will be available to interested parties via entrance 6 on the spray side. First, second, and boosters by both Moderna and BioNTech will be available, and appointments can be booked on the DoctoLib website. With the campaign, the foundation supports the initiative Impfen schützt auch die Kultur, or Vaccination Also Protects Culture, of the Senate Department for Culture and Europe. The department emphasized, quote, only with a high vaccination rate is it possible to maintain the offerings of culture and science. As it was for the last 2 years, the Berlin Carnival der Kulturen will not take place again this year. According to their own statements, those responsible do not want to risk another cancellation at short notice. A spokeswoman for the Carnival told RBB on Tuesday that an event of this size and concept would probably not be feasible this year. According to a press release, the chances of pandemic-compliant staging of the Kreuzberg event, whether centralized or decentralized, are considered by the responsible officials of all disciplines to be relatively poor, Per their spokeswoman, the organizers do not want a fence, for example, with 2G controls at the entrance, but free access. At the same time, the organizers announced that the 2023 Carnival will start with a new concept, and this year will be used to revise the way the event is organized, stating, quote, COVID-19 has changed life and society, and Berlin is also a different city than it was 25 years ago. These aspects must be included in the discussion when reorienting the event, unquote. The longtime director of the Carnival, Nadja Mao, will no longer be involved. Per RBB reporting, she sees the relaunch of the event after a 3-year break as the appropriate moment for a new management structure. Mao has been one of the Carnival's organizers since 2006. Around 700,000 visitors from all over the world came to the event in 2019, which began in 1996 as a small, multicultural festival. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.